I'm on a dairy farm with John Vries and his daughter Brittany. Oh, and some cows, too. Vries is a frugal man. A couple of winters ago, he had a contest with his son to see who could use the least electricity. Vries was willing to go to extreme measures. His daughter Brittany tells the story this way.
But he'd shut his fridge off and in the wintertime just use the outdoors for his fridge. So he was definitely trying to keep the kilowatts down.
And so what do? He just kept his milk on the porch and kept his frozen stuff outside?
Yep.
Today, Vries isn't just trying to save energy. He's trying to create it. From cow dung. He's got 1,600 head of cattle at his place here in western Wisconsin. Those cows produce milk that gets made into cheese. But they also produce about 50,000 gallons of manure every day. Farmers are required to store that manure in a big pool-like structure called a lagoon. John Vries covers his up with a giant tarp.
It would blow up from the biogas. It looked like a great big balloon or like the Metrodome for folks in the cities. And it's from the natural decomposition of the manure, and it creates biogas. And we would have to take that gas from out from underneath the cover and flare it off, which got us to thinking about, well, there's got to be a better way to use that energy than just to flare it off.
So Vries bought a $1 million machine called a digester. And he had help from the federal government. They paid for a quarter of it. The government is interested in these things because they can turn manure into energy. And it turns out the reason it's called a digester is a farm thing.
But a cow has four stomachs. Well, we call the digester really the fifth stomach because all the stuff that comes out of the back end of the cow, we then put in that digester.
So this fifth stomach produces energy. However, it's not ready to use energy. To sell it as natural gas, it has to be about 95% methane. The gas from the digester is only about 60% methane. Another option is to convert it to electricity. But in the U.S., electricity is cheap.
And you tried to sell it to the electric company, but they didn't want it?
Yeah, they're not offering us enough money, so.
After all this investment by Vries and the federal government, some of the gas he collects is just being burned off into the air. But maybe not for long. Vries wants to build a greenhouse right on his Wisconsin farm, so he can grow vegetables and herbs in the winter. He says he'll power it with energy from the digester.
So instead of your produce coming from 2,000 miles away in the Central Valley of California, wouldn't it be neat if it came from 45 miles away?
Vries is planning to use the water from the cow manure for his vegetables and herbs in his greenhouse. And he's got a machine similar to ones used at wastewater treatment plants to clean the manure water. But even with the digester, there's still leftover manure that he has to deal with. But Vries says the digester makes it more manageable. Some of the dry manure is blown into a pile where it's gathered up and used as bedding for the cows. In the summer, it's also used for another purpose.
I mean, it's just a clean version of manure. It stinks a little bit, but most of the stink's been taken out of it. And we mix this with potting soil, and it works great for the plants.
That manure potting soil mix is sold to gardeners in the city. It's another way for Vries to be frugal and environmental at the same time. For the Environment Report, I'm Todd Melby.